From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said, "We will see what happens. Certainly that is not the first choice," when asked Wednesday whether he would take military action against North Korea. The president spoke to reporters following a telephone call with China's president.
"We had a very good conversation with President Xi of China. It lasted for about 45 minutes. He's very much in favor of the denuke of North Korea. And we're talking about different things. We have some things we're going to be talking again soon."
Mr. Trump was asked by the Voice of America what he discussed about North Korea with the Chinese leader. Trump replied that President Xi would like to do something on North Korea, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. President Trump says he's confident Congress will act to protect 800,000 young, undocumented immigrants from being deported, even after he moved to end the program that kept them from being returned to their home countries. The president spoke to reporters aboard Air Force One on Wednesday.
"Congress, I really believe, wants to take care of the situation. I really believe it. Even very conservative members of Congress, I've seen it firsthand. If they don't, we're going to see what we're going to do."
Trump said he told congressional leaders at a White House meeting before leaving Washington for North Dakota, where he gave a speech about tax reform, "If we can get something to happen, we're going to sign it, and we're going to make a lot of happy people." Trump's been widely criticized by Democratic lawmakers and some Republicans, along with American business leaders, for rescinding the program that allowed undocumented immigrants to stay in the United States to study, work, and serve in the military. This is VOA News. UN investigators accuse the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad of deliberately using chemical weapons against civilians. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria has issued its 14th report on the human rights situation in the war-torn country.
The report, which covers the period between March and July, documents wide-ranging human rights violations and abuse committed by the warring parties. These include forced displacement, deliberate attacks against civilians, and the use of chemical weapons. The Commission of Inquiry says most civilians in Syria are killed and maimed by the unlawful use of conventional weapons. Commission Chair Sergio Pinheiro says Syrian government forces indiscriminately bomb civilian-populated areas using cluster munitions and explosive weapons.
"We have a duty as well to document the unambiguously illegal or criminal use of prohibited chemical weapons in Syria in blatant violations of international humanitarian and human rights law. In several instances, government forces used chemical weapons against civilians in opposition-held areas, including Khan Shaykhun, Idlib, on 4th April.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A mother of two from the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for plotting to travel to Syria to join Islamic State militants. Authorities said Kiana Thomas planned to abandon her children to join an Islamic State fighter she had married over Skype. On Wednesday, the 33-year-old Thomas told the court, "I'm not an evil or malicious person. I'm just someone who, I guess, at one point was impressionable." But prosecutors say Thomas, who was known online as Young Lioness, was an ardent supporter of the terrorist group, who spent years spreading the group's message online and raising money for it. The Caribbean island of Barbuda is completely isolated after taking a direct hit from Hurricane Irma, the strongest Atlantic storm in recorded history. And meanwhile, the French President Emmanuel Macron said he expects the toll Irma took on the French West Indies, including two islands, to be harsh and cruel, with considerable casualties and damage. Puerto Rico is next in Irma's path. High winds and rain have already begun lashing the island state. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.